This is Tom Rowe with local radio news about local radio waves for Saturday, November 1st, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. WGXC had three Greene County political party leaders into its Acre studio on Friday, October 31st, and asked each about the hurdles and opportunities locally for broadband internet service. Brent Bogardus, chairman of the Greene County Republican Party, Doreen Davis, chairwoman of the Greene County Democratic Party, and George Acker, chairman of the Greene County Independence Party, all discussed the possibility of local broadband internet access. We'll hear first from Acker, then Davis and Bogardus.
We wanted to ask all of you guys coming in today about local broadband and what your party's opinion was on that. If you'd like to see it happen, and if so, how? If not, why not?
Well, we do like to see it happen, and the senator, Tchatchik, has sponsored a bill for that, as a matter of fact. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it to be correct, the information I have. So
I think, the New York Times has a story about how the United States is falling behind internationally and locally. I read the Berkshire papers, and Western Massachusetts is getting a lot more. The rural broadband program is in its final stages of implementation in Western Massachusetts, and across the state line here, we don't have it. So
we need to catch up.
And it seems like in Greene County, there's not we have full broadband here at the Wave Farm, but there's not too many spots in Greene County that do have the broadband at the local schools and the other centers that could definitely use
emergency it. Services.
So you guys are all in favor of that?
Absolutely.
We're asking all the party chair people this morning about rural broadband and what your opinion on that is, or how you'd like to see it happen or not happen, or pay for it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, I go back to some folks have referenced the Tennessee Valley Authority Power Initiative in the FDR years, and, we should be getting behind this initiative. We moved here in the early 80s, and my husband worked as a freelancer and needed to get information to people, and you had to dial up to try and send stuff. And we literally had to pay in order to get cable at that time. We need to make an investment of this, and not only for businesses to come in here, but if you want somebody to stay that extra day to ski and they can break away from work on a Thursday, they have to be hooked up to be able to go back to their room after they did a run at 6 in the morning or whenever they skied and go back and be able to be on that 10 o'clock teleconference. And we don't have the ability to do that. So, yes, I believe the investment is important. I think we've got to stop talking about it. I've heard this for 2 years that it's the most important thing, but we don't seem to be able to get anything done. So I think we should hold all of our candidates' feet to the proverbial flame to get it done.
We were going to ask all the party leaders that we brought in today about rural broadband and what your position on that is, if you'd like to do it, if how do you think it should be funded not funded?
You're probably familiar with Congressman Gibson's work in that area, and that's exactly where we are. The congressman has been trying to lead the fight for expansion and the resources to do so, especially in rural areas. So we support our congressman 100% on that.
There's a New York Times story today saying the United States is falling way behind internationally in broadband. And locally, I read the Berkshire paper sometimes, and Western Massachusetts is getting a lot of rural broadband hookups where right across the border in New York we're not. Is there any?
No, it needs to be a priority. We need to make it a priority here.
Why is it important?
Well, I think it's important about bringing people, providing information to folks, giving them access to information. I think it's an economic, it's both an educational and an economic tool that could be very helpful to our rural communities.
That was Brent Bogardus, the chairman of the Greene County Republican Party, Doreen Davis, the chairwoman of the Greene County Democratic Party, and first George Acker, the chairman of the Greene County Independence Party, speaking about rural broadband internet access. Friday, October 31st, on the WGXC Morning Show. You can hear the full interviews at WGXC.org or newsroom.WGXC.org. WNYT reports that 7,000 gallons of petroleum oil spilled around 6:30 a.m. Friday, October 31st at First Fuel's 1840 Route 9H in Ghent. The report says some of the fuel ran off into a nearby pond. DEC crews were on the site Friday, October 31st, cleaning up the spill. You can see the full story at WNYT. In Radio Roundup this week, the Daily Freeman reports that WGHQ 920 AM Happy Christmas Fund will air its 47th annual Radiothon on November 6th to help needy families and seniors during the holiday season. Community leaders will be taking over the microphones at WGHQ for the Radiothon from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on November 6th from the Boise's Milk House at 16 O'Neill Street in Kingston. It's Saturday, November 1st, 2014, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts scattered showers today, mainly after 9 a.m., otherwise cloudy with a high near 49 and a low around 30. Precipitation could turn to snow in the higher elevations later tonight. Sunday, a slight chance of snow showers before 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 41 and a low around 24. Monday should be sunny with a high near 49. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.